Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. We entered into the new year. Hallelujah. So if you brought some baggage with you, amen, kick it back over in 2023 because we over in 2024. And we believe that God is going to do some great and mighty things. Glory to God. And you don't want that old baggage to stop you from coming over in the 24 and believing God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to welcome you to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors. Keep on tweeting. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is coming strong in 2024. Glory to God. Because we serve an awesome God. I say it all the time. It never fails. We do still serve an awesome God. We serve a God that never fails. Come on now, somebody. Holla. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, now with my announcement. And I hope you keep these announcements in mind, because we are believing God to do some great and mighty things in this year, starting with this month. We don't have to wait and go on down and, you know, in a couple of months, you know, somebody said they dragging. No, I expected it before 24 hit. I said, Lord, do it. And whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead with our announcement. On Tuesday night, we have one word from the Lord, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. I encourage you to come on and listen. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, or you just want somebody to coach you in this season, don't be left out. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Hit them up and let them know what you need so they can get back with you. Make sure you leave some contact information that they can return your call and return your message. Glory to God. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. Awesome praying woman of God. Beat the devil down. Ain't scared, woman of God. If you missed her last service on last week, you missed a treat because she walked the dog. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, God is good, and we say that he's good all the time, and he is. No matter what's going on and what you're going through, he's still good. He's still God. He did not change his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. And we have Sunday Prophetic Corner Ministries. Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. I also have contact information on Facebook. If you need prayer, inbox me. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams, and I will get back with you. Make sure you leave contact information so we can get back with you. You know, God is good, and I keep saying it, and I'm going to continue to say it. Hallelujah. He is good. I know sometimes we go through and you think God don't see you, God don't hear you. He see you, he hear you. Glory to God and all that good stuff. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and then we're going to tune over, and we're going to hear none other than Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you go get you some water on the 30-minute break. Get you some Kool-Aid, lemonade, Powerade, whatever aid you want. And go over and hear Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. She is an author. And I want you to purchase, go over to Amazon and purchase her book. It's only $2.99. They are great reads. You have volume 1 and volume 2, and you get a free Kindle. Glory to God. And guess what? You can read them over and over and over again once you purchase them. So I encourage you to go over and listen to Minister Elaine. Listen to her sing. Listen to how God gives her the word and how she brings the word forth to make sure you get what you need. Because in this season, you're going to need all you can get of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, as you can see, and I was looking at some the TV, and I was seeing how they were saying this was happening. It just happened a minute ago in different countries, in different places. And you see, he said, when you see these things coming, know that I am to return. In other words, he's near. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was looking at tornadoes and different things popping up and out of the ground and just all kinds of stuff is going on. I know some stuff you can't believe. Yes, that's true. Hallelujah. But you know some of the stuff is true. So you have to know the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just pay attention to the signs and the times and how things are happening and snowing and all the different tornadoes and all the things that's going on, earthquakes in diverse places. If you read your word, you'll know that he said, when you see these things coming, know that I am returned. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to become a partner. And becoming a partner, you will receive many perks and knowledge from the ministry. So come on and partner and be blessed. Be a part of the ministry. I know I hear it in the atmosphere, and I heard it before I got online. But you can't put everybody in the same boat. Hallelujah. You know, just because someone did something wrong, then you want to say, oh, everybody like that. No. What if God said, well, okay, just because they did something wrong, then you're going to be responsible for it too. No. Hallelujah. Uh-uh. That's not the way it works. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. You know, whenever Jesus returns and that day comes, glory to God, you're going to have to stand in front of him for yourself. Well, Lord, you gave me this man and he didn't do right, so that made me not do right. No, absolutely not. Lord, they are my brothers and my sisters and they didn't do right, so why was I? No, absolutely not. One of my siblings always say, you know, I got to keep me straight. You know, they always say, oh, I can't do that because I got to keep me straight. I got to keep me right. Glory to God. And that's the way it is. You do. You pray for them. But you just don't fall into the temptation and the different things that they are doing. But you pray that God will lead and guide them out of that place so they can come up a little higher and begin to serve God. Hallelujah. You know, he's not putting a restraint on how you serve him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can serve him to the fullest. He don't mind. So I encourage you to come on up and get up and give to the ministries one word from the Lord. We are all under the same umbrella. And faith comes by hearing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know everybody has a some Cash App and some has a PayPal account. So I'm sure if you want to give, you know, you can. I know they say, well, you see all these preachers and pastors are just lying in their pockets. That's just not so. If you see, if you look in your word and read your word, it's giving is in the word. Hallelujah. So you don't worry about that. What you do, you give. He said, give and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So somebody else will come along and give you something. And give you what you need if you need it. You may need a car. Glory to God. They'll give it to you. You may need someone to give you $500-$600. They'll come along and they got that because you gave. The Lord, now I'm in need, so what am I going to do, Lord? And he's going to say, well, you know, when you sow, hallelujah, whatsoever a man soweth also that shall he reap. I was just telling somebody that this morning. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ah, well, good God, I'm at it. You know, that's the way it goes. You say, well, I sow my time. Well, sow your time, and he'll give you time back. He'll give you a couple of watches, and he will tell you, okay, you need to get up early, and this is what you need to do, and that's what you get. That's all you get. So you get what you get. Don't pitch a fit. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God is able, and he is worthy. So I want to continue. I want you to continue to be blessed. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of things going on, and I'm not going to address all of that. I'm not. But what I will say, you know, God be judged, is all up to him, whatever. Glory to God. The only thing we're to do is to try to keep ourselves connected in this word and keep ourselves connected to make sure that we, when that time comes, we will see Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we are to do. Hallelujah. So don't focus, amen, on the negative, but focus on the positive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, you know, amen, you don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God, right? So just continue on down the road in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. I'm going to open up my line, amen, at this time. If you desire prayer, I'm opening up my line for prayer. Amen. You don't have to give your name, but just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. And you don't have to put it all out there. If you have a Facebook page, amen, you can go ahead and you can inbox me on Facebook. But if you don't, you can go ahead and you can touch me right here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I will pray for you. So this ain't the time now to be shamed. This is not the time to draw back from God. Hallelujah. This is the time to press in each and every way. And y'all can see the killings that's going on. And I was looking at the TV and they was talking about the worst crime state. Oh, my God. It was just terrible. I thought, oh, my God. It was pretty rough. And, you know, it's not older generation. It's a lot of the young generation. And then it's some of the middle-aged generation trying to be young. Hallelujah. Understand, you don't get old. Hallelujah. So you might as well let that go. Oh, my God, my God. I know some say, well, speak for yourself. No, it's okay. You may look young, but you're still old. And old, glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the way to evolve out. Glory to God. So if you desire prayer while I'm getting ready here, you press the one and I will bring you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Let's say that again, because we need people. Come on now. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. Come on now. Glory to God. We need people. I know you say, I don't need nobody. I don't need nothing. I got it. I got it. No, you don't. Have it. Have it. Come on now. We do need people. Hallelujah. You can't shut the door on everybody. Come on now. You know what you're saying? Well, you know what? I know some people you can't walk as close to. Yes, I know all that. But there ought to be somebody that you can get along with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn to get along and not to be alone, you know? Hallelujah. My God. Because we need each other. We do. Psalm say, I don't need you. I don't need you to do nothing for me. I don't. Yes, you do. Glory to God. We're all a part of God's body. So guess what? Everybody is God's people because God made man in his image. So come on. You do need people. Hallelujah. Okay, let's just say if somebody have a restaurant, you know, glory to God, and you go in to eat, okay, what you going to do? You going back there and cook it yourself? Glory to God. No, you need that chef, amen, to come on and give it to you. Hallelujah. You got to cook it up, spice it up, clean it up, and then guess what? The waitress got to bring it out, right? Come on now. So we do need people. Hallelujah. If somebody has a venue that you want to rent, what you going to do? Just go on in and just get it. Well, look, you know, I'm going to set up shop in here. No, you're going to need to contact that person so you can get with them and look at it and get a price. So we need people. Just little minor stuff. Hallelujah. Don't ever say, I got it, I got it. Sometimes when people minister to other people, you know what they always say? Well, I got it, I got it, I got it. No, you don't have it. You're trying to get it. Glory to God. Just listen, because it may be a word in that ministry when people come to talk to you. I'm not talking about no crazy stuff and talking about nobody. We ain't coming out of that. I'm talking about ministry at this point right here now, okay? Okay, Kyle, come on. Walk with me. Walk with me. You know that song I used to say, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Okay, I ain't gonna say no. But anyway, glory to God. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need people. We need people. Hallelujah. You need people in the ministry. Because without the leaders that I had, I wouldn't be at this point. God brought me from one place to another, not knowing anybody. Hallelujah. But one person, that was it, and I thought I knew him. I didn't know him good. But anyway, hallelujah, he did. And then people started to come, you know, and I got to know some people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll take you from one place to another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you're going to need somebody to help you. So understand, we need people. Hallelujah. Let's get into our message on today. I'm going to be coming from Mark chapter 6. I'm going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the title of my message is Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. You know, sometimes you can look at someone, you said, okay, that's just old Martha, you know, from down there, down south. You know, we knew her when. I knew her when she was in school. I knew her. Now, you don't know the newness of me now. You don't know how Christ has worked with me and the things I had to go through, the trials, the tribulations, and all those different things to get here. Hallelujah. It wasn't no cakewalk. It ain't one of them where they play the game, you know, how they used to do the cakewalk. You know, they'll turn the music on and you'll walk around on a number. And then when the music stopped, you stop on a number. Nah, it wasn't there when them cakewalks. Years and years and years. And years and years and then some more years. Hallelujah. It just don't come up on you like that. Glory to God. But let's go ahead and read the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. Because we serve an awesome God. We serve a God. I always say it and I'm going to keep saying it right now. Hallelujah. You better get up off of your behind. Hallelujah. Yes, I did say behind. Hallelujah. I didn't say, you know, what normally. But you better get up and believe that this word is real. You better believe that Jesus is real. This Bible is real. Don't let nobody fool you. Because there's a lot of deceit, deception going on this year. So don't get caught up in it. Because he said the very elect will be deceived. You don't want to be deceived. Hallelujah. Listen to the word. Take in the word. Everybody that's talking about, you know, this one and that one and that one, pull yourself away from the negativity. When God cuts you off from someone, make it not strange, because he's trying to get you in a place to where you can hear him even the more. You know, sometimes you can't hear him. I know we don't get in the word, but come on, rock with me, roll with me, rock with me, roll with me. Sometimes, you know, you say you can't hear him. That's why you can't hear him, because you're so close. You got so much going on and everybody whispering in your ear. Okay, I got to do this and I got to be here and I got to be there. Oh, come on now. You don't have to do all that. You need to take time out. Hallelujah. And understand, if he separated you from somebody who you thought was your friend, glory to God, devil, you're alive. Guess what? He did it for a reason. Okay? He did it for a reason so you can walk in your feet. Because you can't, every time you get ready to take a step, then that person will pull you two steps back. Every time you think, okay, well, I got this. I got this master prayer. I got this. I got this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got this. You go forward and that person will pull you back. Uh-uh. He did it for a reason so you can walk in your season. Amen. Let's go ahead and get in our message right here. Amen. I said, Mark 6. I'm going to start at the first verse. Amen. You know, let's have a Holy Ghost good time in the Lord. Hallelujah. And he went out from thence and came into his own country. And his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? I want to go just a little bit further. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. You see, don't judge a book by its cover. You see right here, that's because Jesus was born a carpenter's son. Come on now. And they're like, how did he get this wisdom? Where did he get it from? In other words, they're saying, he couldn't have got it from his dad. He couldn't have got it from his mom. Look at his brothers. Look at his sisters. See, don't judge a book by its cover. You do not know what's on the inside of a person just because you see a person, oh, they ain't got nothing. You know, look, don't misunderstand. Hallelujah. I understand. Some say, okay, he ain't got nothing. Because I used to be like that. That's what I said. So I don't bring them to that. But guess what? This word always hits you first. And I understand God made everybody different. Everybody will preach different. He gives you different revelations of the word of God. Some say, well, you know, they need to go back and they needed something right, you know, with them, you know, and no. He gives everybody different words and it comes out different. The revelation is different. You see right here, they wanted to go ahead and tag Jesus' toe because he was the son of a carpenter. Didn't think he could do nothing. Didn't think he could heal. Didn't think he could set free just because of where he come from. Just because his daddy made different wheels and stuff to go on wagons and all that kind of stuff. Glory to God. Didn't think he could do nothing. Glory to God. But the Holy Ghost power, hallelujah, was in it. Go, oh, my God, come on now. Just because, and then they saw him healing. They saw him setting people free. And then they going to get upset about it. Glory to God. They're trying to say, well, how does he do these powerful things? He's just a carpenter's son. You know, they'll say that about you. Say, look at her. Just look at her. She's just a little old person down there from down south. We used to know her. We used to know her when she clubbed. We used to know when they used to go out and they used to shut it down. Glory to God. Come on now. They'll say that about you. But they don't know what's on the inside really and how God worked with you. And how he set you up with some people to help you. That's the thing. So you don't judge this book by cup. wait until the pages, oh my God, are open. Hallelujah. So that's what they did. They were judging Jesus, but guess what? He had opened up his book and said, look, I'm doing this. I'm going to heal this. I'm going to get this one set free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down the road. Amen. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. You see right there, hallelujah. He said, you know, when he was in his own country. So therefore, when he was in his own country, hallelujah, they didn't honor him. Hallelujah. They didn't lift him up. Hallelujah. Let's just say it like that. They just said he was just an old carpenter's son. And he was doing miracles and doing all kinds of stuff. And he was healing and he was doing all kinds of powerful things. But still, this is just a carpenter's son, okay? A prophet is not honored in his own hometown. In other words, a prophet can't do miracles except by a few. I'm going to read that in a minute. In his own hometown. Let's read verse 5. And he could there do no mighty works, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the village teaching. You see right there, he said a few. See, there are some that's in your own hometown that are received. Because I know there are some that received in my own hometown. That's why God will move you out of that place. So you can go and you can get others healed and delivered and set free. In other words, hallelujah, you have to move up around them that you knew, them that you were so used to, them that you used to go out there and climb them trees with, hallelujah. You got to move up them around them, them that you used to go out and party with and hallelujah, and drink with. Sometimes you got to move up them around them, glory to God, to get God's work done, hallelujah. Because if you don't, you'll heal a few, you'll set a few free. But there are some that won't believe it. It'll be some even in your family, and they can see God's mighty work. But you don't turn against them. You just pray and ask God to send someone along so they'll believe in him and believe in the word and believe that he can heal. That's what you do. You don't just shut them out. Just pray for them and say, God, send somebody. If you believe in the prayers that you pray, that they'll reach heaven, then guess what? You're good. But if you don't, you say, Lord, I believe. But help thine in thine unbelief. So I won't have no unbelief. So he'll send somebody back to talk to that person, that brother, that sister, that mama, glory to God, that grandma, whoever that didn't believe, glory to God. Let's move on to verse 7. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power over unclean spirits. You see right here. Unless he gives you the power to cast out devils, you know, y'all better stop playing around here. You know, you better stop playing. Because guess what? When you're thinking you can cast out a devil, they'll come to your door. Guess what? Surely they will. He gave them the power. He sent them forth two by two. You know, some folks say, well, you know what? I ain't scared of devil. I can cast him out. Now, you better read this word and hold up. I'm going to go back. I hear you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to read it again. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them the power over unclean spirits. He gave them the power to cast out spirits. So don't just think that, okay, well, yeah, I can cast out a devil. No, it takes some time. And it said these things come out by fasting and praying because you got to be prayed up when you pray for us. Hallelujah. You go there if you want to and get beat up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, let's read on in verse 8. And commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals and not put on two coats. He was saying, when y'all go out, don't take nothing with you, not money, not nothing. He said, just go. See, he was giving them some instructions through here. You know, somebody has to give you instructions on what to do, how to do it. But you got to learn to listen. Like I said, I go back to that word when I said it in the beginning. How some, whenever someone tries to tell you something, well, I got it. I already know it. No, I have an apostle. I have a pastor, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse. And we have an elder, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, girl with a God, for them, that can lead you and tell you what you need to do, how you need to do it, and tell you to stay away from certain stuff. And you won't listen. You better learn to listen, because it'll save you a lot of trouble. They've been on this road a long time, and I know the journey wasn't easy. So they have learned a lot. So that's why we need to open our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to break just a minute. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Amen. There's someone. Hallelujah. I know you're either listening on the line or somewhere. Hallelujah. Hearing this word on today. Hallelujah. You've been losing your money in these dice games. And then you want somebody to replace your money. I saw the dice. I'm like, no, what's going on here? Glory to God. But you've been losing your money in these dice games. You know your family needs that money to pay their light bill, and then you got to go and struggle around trying to get money from somebody else. So I say to you today, stop. That's an addiction you got. You're going to need to get some help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because this ain't the first time you did it. You've been doing it for a minute. So you need to stop losing your money like that. Stop the gambling. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, in what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place. See, he was saying, whatever place y'all go in, y'all stay there. Don't be hopping around. You know, different places have different spirits, okay? That's just like church hopping, you know. They don't do what I want to do over here. They don't sing my special song. But the man and woman of God are living holy, a holy lifestyle. They're preaching the word. They're teaching the word. But you don't want to hear it because you think that they are trying to hold you back. If they tell you to just wait a little bit and hold on until, you know, you get a little bit more word and you get it out here, you Lord. You get a little bit more seasoned. Hallelujah. Get a little bit more seasoned. But you think they're trying to hold you back. No, they ain't trying to hold you back. They just want to make sure when you get out there, hallelujah, that them devils don't whoop you up and send you back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what it is. Nobody's trying to hold anybody back. Glory to God. You see, Jesus had 12 disciples. What he did, he trained them up and he got ready to send them out. He gave them the power to cast out the spirit. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 11. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you when ye depart, this shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. It will be clear, hallelujah, that what happened in that city, something was wrong. So guess what? Because they did not receive you. So just shake the dust off. You know, sometimes when people don't receive you, or if you go in a place and they don't receive you, hallelujah, glory to God, you get upset. Don't be upset. What you do, shake the dust off and keep it moving. Because there's a ministry on the inside of you that someone's going to need. And the only way, hallelujah, glory to God, that they're going to get it is that you give it to them. You know, the Bible says some will receive and some won't receive. Understand right here, some received you and some did not. He said all can be saved, but some won't accept it. So that's the same way it is in your ministry. You can't make nobody receive it when you're giving somebody a good word. You have to remember to give people positive words. Be careful about the negative spirit. Because sometimes you have a negative spirit. Well, you know what? They're doing wrong. And I just tell them, well, it's just you. You just need to do this. And you just need to, you need to give them the word. That's why it's so important to read your word daily, you know, and concentrate daily. It's so important to stay built up on your most holy faith. If you pray in tongues, to pray in tongues and hear from heaven. So you'll know what to do. And you won't be out there in your flesh. Well, you know what he did. He said this to me, and I tell you what I did to him. Oh, my God, my God. But, you know, a kind word turns away wrath. Huh? Oh, my God. So the Holy Spirit will lead you into and what to say and what not to say. Hallelujah. But that don't mean you don't say nothing. Hallelujah. Because sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead you to say certain things. Hallelujah. But just be careful what you say and how you, you know, words are cut into the flow. Flow up on the flow up. And it just depends on how you say it. Hallelujah. Let's move on, verse 12. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. You see right there, if he hadn't given them, hallelujah, the authority, and if he hadn't given them the power over them devils and them demons and them warlock spirit and them witches spirit, they couldn't have did it. They wouldn't have known how to do it. When he gave them authority, you know, also when he died on the cross, yes, that was the authority over all the different things that go on. He gave us that authority because he died on the cross. But then there has to come a teacher in the natural that you know that you know that you know that you can do this. You can't be scared. Hallelujah. Because there's some stuff going on now. Oh, my God, my God. In the natural realm, you better be prayed up. Because if you don't, it will hurt you. Be careful how you minister to others. Be careful if you're trying to cast out devils. I can cast out devils. No, be careful. Be careful. Because they'll say, Jesus, I know. But who the heck are you? Hallelujah. Let's move on down, on down. And King Herod of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist has risen from the dead. And therefore mighty works to do show forth themselves in him. He was saying that what Jesus, you know, what Jesus and his disciples were doing, he said, you know, because John was killed. I'm gonna go over into that just in a few minutes. John was killed by Herod. And he was saying, uh-oh, he had risen from the dead. You know, because you know that kind of scared them when they're seeing all these, they was doing all these miracles and different things, and they thought John had done rose up from the dead. Hallelujah. Can't get it out. Huh. Okay. And others said that it is Elijah, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. Glory to God. You see right here? Now he's suspecting his John, because he know what he had did. Hallelujah. He had did something that he shouldn't have done. Okay? But you know what? When a lusting spirit get in somebody, there's no telling what they will do. That's a spirit. Hallelujah. You have to be careful about the lusting spirits and be careful about, you know, on Facebook. I seen this picture. I watched some of the movies and stuff. Amen, to see what is going on. And this guy got on there and he was talking about his friend was going to meet someone whom he had met on Facebook. And he said, man, you gonna go out there and you going to their house? And he said, yeah. He said, I'm flying out, I'm going to his house. He said, man, no, listen, this is what you do. When you get off the plane, he said, she gonna pick me up. He said, no, don't do that. He said, don't do that. What you need to do is, he said, rent you a car. He said, you stay in a motel. Don't you stay at the house? He said, I'll pay for your motel. You stay in the motel. He said, you park down the street. He said, you park down the street and you call to the house. He said, you park down there so you can see it. It was in vision. Well, do you know that? Look, they had three other guys come over there with the girl. Amen. And he said she was there. He seen three guys go in by the time he had called, and that she said, you know, she was there. She was going to pick him up. There was three other guys that went in the house. Now, what do you think? They could have set him up to rob him, and he was coming from somewhere else and flew in to meet somebody. So I say to you on today, be careful. Just be careful. You know, people are cunning, and they'll do anything. Glory to God. It's the bad spirits that's in them. You got lusting demons. You got, amen, spirits of deception, spirits of deceit. You got all kinds of spirits, and they use other people, you know? So just be careful about who you're meeting on social media. Be careful about that. Hallelujah. But that could turn out real ugly. So just be careful. Amen. Let's go. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. See right here, Herod had married, he went to his house one day. He went to his brother's house to visit. Okay, he fell in love with his brother's wife. Apparently she wanted him too. So guess what? He divorced her. Philip divorced her, and his half-brother, he married her. Now, isn't that something? You know you shouldn't be playing around in that neighborhood. Now, stop lusting after your brother's wives and after your cousin's wives and after your cousins and all that. You know that ain't right. Hallelujah. Come on now. There's plenty out there to go around. This is my nine, and yes, it is. There's plenty of women. You just ain't looking in the right place. Hallelujah. It's plenty men. Hallelujah, women. It is. You just ain't looking in the right place. You're just lusting after somebody else's. Let's move on down. I'm sorry. Let's just go. Let's keep it running. For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. See, that's what he didn't like, because John was telling him like it is. You know, when you begin to tell somebody about like it is, see, that's another book. You open it up the pages. See, when you stand for Christ and you tell the truth as it is, people ain't gonna like you. And they'll say, well, all you talk about is Jesus. All you talk about is Jesus. No, we talk about other stuff. We do. And we laugh about other things. Yes. But if you're doing something wrong and the Lord tells them to correct it, then guess what they got to do? They got to come with it, or he's going to correct them. That's just the way it happens. Okay, let's move down to 13. Therefore, Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. Okay. She didn't like what he was saying, but he was telling the truth. See, the book was coming open. Glory to God. The pages was being read. But you see, she didn't like it. She wanted him killed, but she couldn't now, because Herod wouldn't let her do it. He protected him, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. See, he liked to hear him, but he got upset because they were telling the truth. Don't you know if you're telling the truth, then guess what? Somebody gonna get mad because you're telling the truth. Don't get in confrontation with people about the word of God. Don't do that. If you're telling them the word, then guess what? And they wanna hear it, then fine. But if they start saying, well, what is this? And you know this and that, and they go on and on. Just learn to say, okay, amen, and walk away. It's too much going on. We don't have to get in conversation with anybody about the word of God. I will not get in conversation with anybody about the word of God. I will not get in conversation with anybody that's saying, well, you ain't no prophet. I will not. As long as I know who called me, that's all we need. That's all we need. And as long as you know you're a child of God, that's all you need. Because where one won't listen, another one will. You know, y'all used to say, well, one, I see this movie where it said, well, if that man won't, another will. Come on now. Come on. Let's get real. Okay? Where one won't listen, another one will. They'll be glad to hear the word of God. Be glad to hear it. And in this scripture right here, glory to God, hallelujah, you know, he knew that John was a good godly man. And he would not have let her kill him. Let's move on down. I want to move down just a little bit further. I know we're going to offer some prayer. Just hold on. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lord, high captains and chief estates of Galilee. Okay? So guess what happened? See, she in there conjuring up stuff, you know, and she went, no, they were all going to be drinking and they're going to be merry because he had other people to come over. It was his birthday. I'm going to go ahead and tell the story here. And so she told her daughter, go out there and dance for him. Do the dance of the seven veils. You know, dance of the seven veils, that was something really, really, you know, ugly. It wasn't good, okay? But her daughter was on, I think it was 12 or 14 years old. But she wanted her to go out there and do the dance of the seven veils. Hallelujah. For his birthday. So she came out. And she danced around, glory to God, throwing her little mini skirt, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, and her fishnet stockings, come on, just look at her, her fishnet stockings, glory to God, and Herod had been drinking, and he was merry, in other words, he was drunk, hallelujah, glory to God, and he had already had lust in him, to understand, he had just married his brother's wife over here, and he already had been married 10 times, Herod had. Glory to God. So you know he went in there 10 times and he had 14 children. Yes, he did. But he wanted something that belonged to somebody else. Don't want something that belonged to anybody else. Anyway, she come out there and she was just dancing and she was dancing with her scarves and all around him. And he was merry already. He was drunk. Hallelujah. And she pleased him. And so he going to say, you know, tell me what do you want? Tell me what you want me to give. Okay, so she didn't know, hallelujah, glory to God, what to say. So she went back and told her mama. Her mama already knows that that's what he was going to do. And then she told her, she said, but he told me to ask, Mom, what do I ask for? Okay, and she said, ask for John the Baptist's head on a platter. But he hates that he did it. But because he had all these people around him, he's supposed to have been the king, amen, of his castle. So he couldn't back down on his word. So he told his guard to go on over there and behead John. Glory to God. But he felt sorry when he did it. Now she knows, see, women sometimes are cunning. Men's are cunning too. See, she was cunning. She knew all this was going to happen, thinking that was going to shut John's mouth. And it did, glory to God, yeah. But guess what? His word still lives on. Once you release a word, that word going to live on. Because guess what? That Holy Ghost power going to come back up. He's going to make you remember. You remember when she said, it's unlawful for you to marry another man's wife, especially your brother. See? With nothing she could do about that. That word was said itself. It was there, because once you drop that word on someone, they're going to remember it in their spirit what you said. They may not never tell you. They may not never come back and say, well, you know what, prophet? I understand what you was talking about. You know, they may not never come back, but it don't matter. You don't expect people to give you a pat on the back all the time. They may even shut you out. Well, I don't want to talk to them. They Bible thumpers. That's what they call them, Bible thumpers. No, I don't thump the Bible. I don't. Because if I'm just thumping it on that side, I ain't getting no word on the inside. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. So once that word is released, hallelujah, glory to God, they going to remember it. It's because the Holy Ghost is going to bring it back to their remembrance. Glory to God. All words will come back to your remembrance. Because if you know you sometimes you go through stuff and different stuff, you know what? I remember when I went through that. It'll just come back up. Hallelujah, glory to God. So even though she had John beheaded, the word that he released was still there. It was still in the atmosphere. And there was nothing she can do about it. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Father, for the word on today, Lord God. Father God, we seal it by faith because we know, Lord God, that you are in the midst of every storm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for all those on the line in the name of Jesus. Let this word meditate on their heart so they sin not against thee, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Father, how you're raising up, Lord God, people in these last and evil days, Lord God, to walk, Lord God, in your righteousness, Lord, your goodness, your grace, and your glory, Lord, to believe in the word of God that come forth, Lord, out of the mouth of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against every spirit, Lord God, that's trying to attach themselves to them, Lord God, that spirit of lust, that spirit of deception, that spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Oh, my God, that wants them to not to listen to the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. That spirit is trying to make them believe that every preacher's faith. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against that mind-binding spirit, Lord God. We release the word of God on today that it go out, Lord God, and it did that it needed to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. It set the captives free in the name of Jesus. The word take root on their hearts. So it sin not against thee in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this word, Lord God, go in every household, Lord God. Let this word heal whatever's going on in the house. In the name of Jesus, heal the marriages, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal those lusting spirits, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, Lord God, that the two shall become one in Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the children on this day, Lord God. Let them be steadfast, Lord God, and focused in your word, Lord God. We come against the violence that's going on in the world on today in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let this word reach them. Oh, my God. So they can have deliverance. They can be healed. They can be set free right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God. Oh, my God, who believe. And those that unbelief, Lord, we ask you to send somebody back. Send someone back, oh, my God, to touch them in a mighty way, Lord God. Oh, my God, we ask you, Lord God, right now to heal the knee pain, those that's having pain in their knees, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we know you can heal it, Lord God. So touch their body on this day and make them whole in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against that spirit. Oh, my God. That spirit that wants to know it all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let them have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every joint pain. Be healed by his stripes. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name, his precious name. In the name of Jesus, we call on him today and every day. Oh, my God. Lord, I pray right now for those that have not made him a part of their life. Those that have not. Oh, my God. That they come on and make him a part of their life on this day so they can walk in the newness of life in the name of Jesus so they can have eternal life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, your life is precious to God, hallelujah. Don't contemplate, hallelujah, taking your life. Your life is, don't do that. You come against that suicidal spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, Lord, send someone back in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, my God, we come against that suicidal spirit. Right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, that's roaming the earth right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Be healed. Make them whole. In you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 God is real. Hallelujah. And just know that you know that Jesus loves you and I do too. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is real. Hallelujah. Don't judge a book by its cover. Hallelujah. Wait till you open it up and see the contents. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. Get a better understanding of what's going on. My God. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a few minutes. I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press for one. We have a few minutes, and I can open my line back up for prayer. God is good. Hallelujah. He's not here to put your business out on straight street. He's not here to do that. He's here, amen, glory to God, wants to pray with you. Make sure you got what you need, hallelujah, before you leave this line. Hallelujah. So if you desire prayer, press the one and I will bring you in at this time. soul and pray for you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one is pressed to one, so we're going to go ahead on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, hallelujah, the shows is coming up on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, One Word from the Lord. On Wednesday night, it'll be Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And then on Sunday, Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams. And then you get a 30-minute break. And also, we are called the Hour of Power. Let me go back up a little bit. We are called the Hour of Power. So I'll come on the first hour, and Minister Elaine will come on the next hour after the 30-minute break. So keep those ministries in mind and give, and it shall be given good measures. Hallelujah. You know, we are in the first month of the year, and I told everybody to get your seed ready. Okay, now, hallelujah, it's time to plant. You should have had it ready back in December when I told you to get it ready. It's time to plant. I know, you know, some say, well, you know, they just want my money. Now, if you don't give it grudgingly, you know, just keep it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he owns everything. Everything in the earth belongs to God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means everything, even that check you got on your job, it belongs to him. He just allows you to go out and work. That's it. But it belongs to him, right? Glory to God. You got to think about it like that. It ain't yours. It's just, he's just lending us stuff while we're down here. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So I encourage you to plant some good seeds. But you want to see it come up. You want a field of, amen, beautiful flowers, May flowers. Hallelujah. I know May ain't here yet, but you want some beautiful flowers, sunflowers. He wanted to always shine. So whenever you need something, say, Lord, I planted a seed on this behalf. So now, Lord, this is what I need. So if you ain't got nothing planted, if you ain't got no prayer stored up in heaven, then guess what? If you ain't spending no time with him, you can't pull nothing down, because there'll be a time when you can't pray sometimes. Glory to God. You say, Lord, you know when I pray, you know, Lord, I just can't. I'm trying, but, you know, I'm struggling here. And I know when I prayed, Lord God, you heard my prayer. So I'm pulling down some. Oh, good God. Hey, my God, my God. I'm pulling it down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So plant your seeds. Plant good seeds. Plant what God lays on your heart. Hallelujah. There's no set amount. You do what he lay on your heart. That's what you do. Hallelujah. If you want greater seeds, if you want greater, amen, and you have to plant greater seeds. You got to get off the $1, the $2, and the $3 and 50 cents, okay? Come on. Work with me. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and give the, amen, the call to salvation. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a son in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, Lord. I repent for everything that I've done that wasn't like you, and every thought that I had that was impure. In Jesus' name I pray. Welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up, amen, on Facebook. Inbox me and let me know that it was you. Hallelujah. We're going to do a lot in this year. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in and watch God move, because he is moving by his spirit, by his power, and by his might, says the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go ahead, amen, and get out of here. Don't forget all the announcements that I gave you. Keep them all in mind. I'm going to go ahead now and do the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. I will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome week. Enjoy. But remember to don't judge your book by its cover. Open up, hallelujah, and read the content. Amen.